It's a Tuesday. You know what that means. It's time for the Dial-A-Doc program here today. Let's head to FHN Orthopedic Department. And joining us here today, Dr. Greg Dahmann is back with us again today. Hey, Dr. Dahmann, good morning. Hello.
Good morning, Scott. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks a lot for joining me. It's always great to talk to you, and especially about this news here now at FHN. You at FHN, you're offering a new type of surgery for hip replacement. Tell us about it.
So it's called a direct anterior approach, which is kind of a deviation from what people have had in the past, which was more of either a lateral from the side approach or from the back approach. What the direct anterior approach allows people to do is to more just to separate the muscles to get to the actual hip joint to do the surgery, as opposed to cutting muscles off the bone when you went from the back and then having to reattach those to the bone, which allows for a quicker recovery time. When you did the surgery from the back and those muscles had to heal back down to the bone, most people out there who had a traditional hip replacement will know they couldn't bend over for 6 weeks, they couldn't cross their legs for 6 weeks. With this new approach from the front, because we're not taking any muscles off, it allows people a quicker recovery time. They can do those things. They can bend over. They can twist while standing up. They can get back to activities sooner. And so we're happy to be able to offer this new approach now.
Well, we're talking to Dr. Greg Dahmann here today from the Orthopedic Department, FHN, the FHN Dial-A-Doc program. So we have this brand-new hip replacement surgery. And when you talk about, Doc, when you talk about recovery time here for this new procedure compared to the standard hip replacement, compare and contrast for us.
Yeah, so I think we've been doing this since December, and I have done 12 of these now in the couple months since we've been made the switch over. I found that people are leaving the hospital sooner because they have much less pain. So I would say 95% of the people that have had this direct anterior have left the hospital the next day because they feel so comfortable walking around. They're having no pain, as opposed to people leaving on the second day when they had the more traditional hip replacement done. I think the other things that we've seen is a much decrease in the amount of pain medications that's needed, which in this day and age is very important.
Yeah, boy, when you talk about that, and of course, then I would think in light of that, when you get a fast start out of the hospital and you have less pain, that means, I assume, coming along with this, of course, rehabilitation is always very, very important. I would assume that people are starting to rehabilitate better and do better job on that as well.
Absolutely. It's really made a big impact. The therapists aren't quite as limited in terms of what they can do because of risks of dislocation that we had from the more traditional approach. And I think the total time that people are in physical therapy has been cut down as well with doing this. They don't need to have maybe 6 weeks of physical therapy. They can do 3 weeks of therapy and get back to living their life sooner, which is obviously the ultimate goal of a joint replacement, is getting people back to being able to do those activities that they want to do or that are important to them.
I would assume as well that some folks have had such problems with their hips and the pain that they have with their existing hips that they have, that they oftentimes are saying, "Doc, I feel better immediately here, even right after the surgery."
Yeah, absolutely. As with most people, we try to put stuff off as long as you can, and I totally get that. So sometimes people's hips are very bad and very arthritic. And it's really rewarding from our standpoint, you know, to go in later that afternoon and people tell you, "Hey, I've stood up already," or "I've walked a little bit and I feel so much better already," that's what it's all about from a joint replacement standpoint.
And, you know, I know that I would think, I don't know about this, but you tell me that I assume that if people put off these hip replacements or knee replacements, this replacement surgery for a while, what happens is that I would think their body becomes out of line because they're starting to try to compensate for the problems that they're having. And if they would come in earlier, it would be much better for them. Is that true?
Yeah, I think to some degree. My philosophy is I usually don't tell people you have to have your joint replaced. I think we look at the x-rays and examine the patient. We have a discussion about that. But I do agree with what you said, that if they wait a long time, sometimes your leg gets shortened, or you get used to a decreased range of motion with your hip, and so you get used to walking a certain way, and then there is an adjustment phase after the surgery where they have to get used to their legs being the same length or their legs, you know, moving in a normal range of motion. So So, yes, I think that there is something to be said for that, to at least come in, have x-rays, and have a discussion about when is the right time for the patient to have a surgery like that.
All right. We're talking to Dr. Greg Dahman, FHN Dial-A-Doc program here today. Doc, we're talking about the new type of surgery. What is this called, then, this new type of hip replacement surgery, Doc?
It's called a direct anterior approach for total hip replacement.
And did you have special training regarding this?
Yeah, we have gone to there are courses that are put on, as well as going visiting other surgeons that do a high volume of these that we can go and visit. We've done some work on cadavers to perfect that technique.
And are there any other hospitals that you're aware of in the area that are offering the anterior hip replacement surgery, the direct method?
Yeah, I do think that there are some of the guys in Rockford are doing it. Obviously at Madison, they're doing it as well. But I'm just happy that we're able to offer it here, because I do think a lot of the people were leaving the area to have those procedures done, and then we will be able to help them right in their local community, and they won't have to drive an hour, hour and a half to have their surgery done.
Yeah, this is big. Special kind of operating table required for this surgery. Tell us about that and how it works.
Yeah, there is a special table. Not everyone has to have a special table, but I would say that most people that are doing this type of hip replacement do have a table. It's called the HANA table. It allows you to put traction on the leg, and allows us to rotate the leg so that you can get access to the hip joint. And so it's really a big key to doing that procedure to make things as smooth as possible. And I would say the other benefit of the direct anterior approach, because the patient's laying essentially like on their back, so we can do this procedure under x-ray machine so that we make sure that we get the components in the correct position. And whereas when you did them traditionally, you couldn't take an x-ray.
All right. And Doc, I assume that this is all, if they're over 65, this is all Medicare approved, right?
Correct. Yeah, we've had no issues. I mean, it's really the same hip replacement as when we did it in the past. So there's been no issues with insurance payments. And I think that they're probably happier that people are leaving the hospital sooner and requiring less therapy.
Well, and you are too. There's sick people at the hospital, right?
Absolutely. And I think the sooner people can get back to their home and get back to their normal environment, they do better. They sleep better. They rehab better. So,
wow. Hip replacement next day out most of the time here. Big news here. Thanks. Thanks, Doc. Where can people find out more about this, or making an appointment to see you or one of the other docs about the direct anterior hip replacement, Doc?
So you can go to our website is FHN.org, and there's links to the orthopedic department. And you can also Google direct anterior hip approach if you'd like to read more about it. There's lots of resources about that.
All right, Doc. Great. Thanks a lot. Since December, this has been happening, and so this is big news at FHN. Thanks. Always great to talk to you. Great information, and we'll talk again soon, all right?
Thank you, Scott. Have a good day.
There you go. Got Dr. Greg Dahman here today, the orthopedic surgeon there at FHN this morning, talking about the brand-new type of hip replacement surgery available now at FHN. Preceding brought to you this morning by FHN.